My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Randy Weber, who represents the Lone Star State's 14th Congressional District. He is also the sponsor of the new State Marriage Defense Act of 2014. He says he filed it in response to the way a federal judge, as well as the Obama administration, has responded to the marriage debate in the state of Utah. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, of course, we saw the federal judge, I believe it was late last year, saying that gay marriage should be legal in the state of Utah. There were some couples there who took advantage of that. Then a higher court stayed the decision for further evaluation. But in the meantime, while the state is not recognizing those marriages because of their existing laws, Attorney General Eric Holder says that the federal government will recognize them. So what's your reaction to the actions taken by the judge and the attorney general?
Well, obviously, activist judges, you know, as a Republican and conservative, we know that they get it wrong. They get it wrong so often. I was encouraged on the other side of that coin that the Supreme Court issued a stay until they get to fully well weigh in on this court decision. The attorney general, man, I mean, in my opinion, this guy's incorrigible. They've gone around Congress in so many issues with Fast and Furious, and there's just a whole bunch of them refusing to defend DOMA and now coming in. Even though the Supreme Court, Greg, has issued a stay, this guy goes around the Supreme Court and says, well, we'll recognize it. No legitimate purview in the Constitution for the attorney general to step out. Where does he get that power to say, we'll go around the Supreme Court? This guy needs to be impeached and out of office.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about the State Marriage Defense Act. Now, the one thing that the Supreme Court did not really address in its ruling on marriage last year was the right of states to determine for themselves what marriage is and what it is. And in other words, even though a couple may have been married as a gay couple in a state that has it legal, any state that has an amendment or a law that only recognizes a traditional marriage doesn't have to recognize that marriage. And so that still stands. So what would your resolution do that's different than what is still technically on the books through DOMA?
Well, it upholds, what it does is it upholds states' rights, Greg. What it says to, look, if the people of Massachusetts want to decide that they want to marry gay people, or gay people have the right to marry in Massachusetts, that's up to Massachusetts. If the people in Texas decide that, and we've got it in our Constitution, that we don't we've defined marriage, we don't recognize gay marriage, and then by golly, that's up to the people of Texas. We won't tell Massachusetts, state of Texas won't tell Massachusetts that you must recognize marriage based on Texas laws, and we don't expect Massachusetts to tell Texas that we must recognize marriage based on their laws. That's an individual state's right issue. People in Texas uphold that traditional family unit of marriage between a man and a woman, and if Massachusetts chooses to do it between whatever, you know, that's up to Massachusetts. We're not forcing our opinion on them, and we don't expect them to do the same.
And one of the other things you put out in your statement is that this helps to restore the 10th Amendment, which basically reads that any powers not specifically given to the federal government are reserved for the states and the people. Talk for a little bit how you believe that has not exactly been honored recently.
Well, one example I would say is, I mean, you can go to this administration, quite frankly, and you can see him going around Congress and just having a blatant disregard for the Constitution and a whole myriad of issues, whether it's Benghazi being truthful, whether it's wanting to recognize, you know, he has taken even on the immigration issue, he's recognized some of the children, which Congress is not through having that debate yet, of those who are here, you know, without documentation. The president has, of course, appointed individuals to NLRB. He has abrogated what I would call his supposed upholding of the Constitution. He has trampled on the states doing that. Obamacare is an example. Instead of states having the rights to define insurance markets in their own state and to regulate them, you can go into Obamacare with all of the navigators. You know, we have in the state of Texas, of course, we have the Department of Insurance, who license insurance agents, and here you come in with navigators who have a whopping 20 hours worth of training, have not been thoroughly vetted, you know, background checked. Are they felons? Are they criminals? Are they child molesters, spouse abusers? I mean, he has just gone around the states on a whole myriad of issues, and in my opinion, we have a constitutional crisis because of this guy.
It was the House of Representatives who took up the defense of the Defense of Marriage Act a couple of years ago, and the administration refused to continue to do it. What do you sense will be the reaction? What reaction are you already getting from your colleagues about this bill?
Well, we rolled it out Thursday. We've gotten a lot of support from a lot of the conservative groups, Catholic bishops, Family Research Council. Folks on the family sit in on it today. We've got National Organization of Marriage. We've got Concerned Women of America. We've just got group after group after group after group. We are encouraging them to call, you know, their congressional offices and say, look, you know, we want to get this bill on the floor. We want to get it into committee, out of a committee. And we're really now just starting that push. So stay tuned. I'm going to have dinner with one of the membership tonight. It may be that we're starting to get some action on it, so we'll know hopefully in another week or two.
Back in 1996, when DOMA passed, it was lopsided in both the House and Senate. A Democratic president at the time, Bill Clinton, signed it into law. Ever since the Supreme Court case of last year, it's pretty hard to find a Democrat at the national level who doesn't support gay marriage at this point. So with the Senate in Democratic hands, how much traction do you think you can get on this based on the fact that you're obviously couching this as a states' rights issue and not necessarily a traditional marriage issue?
Well, it remains to be seen. We do have one Democrat on our bill, and we got the Black Pastors Group endorsed our bill today. So we're starting to get people from what I would say both sides of the aisle, so to speak. We want it to be a states' rights issue. Again, we're not telling Texas is not telling Massachusetts you can't pass a states' right. I mean, a same-sex marriage proposal, whether it's a law or a constitutional amendment. We don't expect them to tell Texas the same. So, I would think that some of the Democrats would sign on because, you know, when you think this is common sense, the Supreme Court basically said that their U.S. v. Windsor case that Congress didn't have the right to define marriage. It was up to the states. Okay. Well, now there's confusion because the different agencies are wanting to give federal benefits, same-sex benefits, and they don't know whether to choose the law of the state of domicile or the laws of the state of celebration. What my bill says is you must act on the laws of domicile. So this clarifies. This takes the ambiguity out of the Supreme Court's ruling, and it affirms states' rights, and it says, okay, at least we're getting it defined in such a way that state agencies know what to do. I would hope we'd get some support.
Do you believe, sir, that this Utah case will ultimately end up at the Supreme Court and the court will ultimately decide whether states are actually allowed to define marriage for themselves?
Well, that's a two-sided question. Will it ultimately end up in the Supreme Court? Probably. I don't think they'll come back after they've issued a stay and say they really don't have any jurisdiction in the case. Now, will they ultimately decide the states have the right to define marriage? I would argue as a conservative and as a constitutional advocate for the constitutional that as a constitution that they do have the right. The Supreme Court doesn't have to decide states have the right. We've got the right. All you have to do is look to the 10th Amendment. And so if they struck down the third section of DOMA and said Congress doesn't have that right, then that read your constitution, read the 10th Amendment. The only other people that have that right are the citizens and the states respectively.
Congressman, we'll certainly be keeping an eye on your legislative efforts. We thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Randy Weber represents his state's 14th congressional district. He's also the sponsor of the State Marriage Defense Act of 2014. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.